actualizing the fundamental point. And so we work in six-hour shifts, in claustrophobic darkness, and often on all fours. It's safest to handle whatever you find down there while wearing disposable gloves, your face painted like a tiger, no longer the lone neurotic trapped in a bedful of almost humans. But why should we stop there, allowing the danger to stay hidden every time fate breaks the skin? Curled up in his cozy booth awaits a well-trained organist, perfectly willing to cheer you up with an elaborate voluntary. Yet some newly discovered ancestor still powers his way through the dunes and across a waist-high river into your ecological niche, scattering bits of Americana into a hot pink sea, which proves, my little monkey, that, weak masters though we be, entire kingdoms might be built upon our leery howls. A shower of thimble-sized vertebrae cascades into my lap. But you were my first love, and so such mishaps can't be helped. Don't hesitate to contact me when that last empty-eyed vignette turns into a sonic scream, riding shotgun through the waves of gravity and nausea. Here's everything you need to know about who we might have been if we had slept in the same bed, or if our slender, curving fingers had embroidered something shrewd out of the marginalia that filled our tiny skulls. Even if the curtain sinks back into shallow sediment, we can proceed to calculate the meaning of it all with just one simple formula. Given enough time, T, and an objective value, O, the person doing event E times O times T will either feel fulfilled or she will not, which means the secret stains your hands before you've even picked it up. Even if the cause of death is only an hypothesis, even if each masochist can barely poke it with their stick, it's right there, waiting to amaze us.